ni pia kawana aku pia dengan lu aku bercuk lu lu ni pia lu kalau aku mahu sah ni pia lu kika kika pihak tut ubago kawana aku pia dengan lu aku bercuk me ni pia buktuk tu dalam kenai cok una sibunegeia kisagapko piyummeoktuga inugagalo aktok inupeaguliptigine sabaanga ugamne ilisimagipsiga aglakimaitjuga si aglangaitjuga aglagvigmulisingaitjuga suuramigunne tennesi kisumagiplugu igilaurunga ukallauti suuplugu ujugutka Igilak tuat, tamau na. Terbaik lipsi, itu betul tu, tanik tu, lokal la ramai. Kebal nak sahur menjadi pisi. Pitkula, pihak tuan la mesti mau silaga. Stay rublo, fatul rublo. Tema ni pitkula, suangan ini waktu ma. Ini kiluk kau mana yang kau buat? Ini agamat. Nyunek tu tilanga tu, pag mo pagalang mo ngalok si, talupit ko na balang mo la tilanga. Inyupiad muktuk tu ak, sabak kuminyak tuk. Inyupiad ut kang eksilyo ni, inyupiad ko sipting ni. Inyumutupiad atak, inyupiad unik po, tanik tu rin na. Inyo si kalang niyak tuun, manik pun marra, hiti umigad, manik pun inyupiad tan ngi. Tigumigad, manin nyaw tiksak put. Kawan-kawan kami di tu sahaja macam na, kau yang nak pukul atuk nak, dah nanti mik tu sahaja mas. Si bunyer beli buku kairo mi, kacau mium tak sumia, kau yang pukul mas.
Thank you. Until Billy told me what you said, though, I was worried when you went like this.
I'd like to tell you some of the fine things. He said he came down here from Barrow for that purpose because he's concerned about who's going to be governor of the state. And he, the question from him was, why don't we put somebody, a native person who can speak Inupiaq and English into the governor's seat? But since we're not doing that, the person who has sympathy for the native people is good enough for him and good enough for us. because he said, if you have sympathies for the native people, you will look after our interests, and what else did he say? He said the money that the native people have is in the control of the white people, and that needs to be spent also on our concerns. And what else did he say? He said, yeah.
Right here.
Our elders are speaking. He said he grew up at a time when the laws were strong and they were enforced. And if somebody didn't obey the law and killed somebody or whatever, their head was removed. So he feels good and we feel good that somebody who's standing up for us, who had sympathies for us, is aspiring to be governor of the state.
I'm honored.
Thank you.
I want to say something to the fact that he fed me when I was real hungry, you know. Quit your money. I was going up to Kayana. The plane was so slow, I didn't come here with supper in my stomach. but I come in late and I just jumped to another airplane and he was in the airplane and we go up to Kayana. My stomach was really hurting, but then he had something with him, something to munch. So he shared that with me on the way up. And then 7 o'clock we start the meeting right away. Again, no supper, except that. And then the meeting was from 7 to 12. And then when we were coming home, about 12:30, when airplane go get us, my stomach was still roaring. And he gave me his whole stuff off. I know he'll share something which he has.
One of the things that Mr. Levitt said, that he's never been to school. He's never been to school at all. He hasn't had an education. But he listens to people. And whatever he learns and what he discerns, he advises his nephews because they travel a lot wherever they go. And I guess he uses his influence that way.
We may speak in different voices, but we can hopefully say a lot of the same things for Alaska. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
And you pay that
Hope to see you later today.
I'm concerned about the way in Washington they cut programs that are for seniors and people and give the money to the defense contractors in California instead of worrying about education of our children, making sure that seniors' benefits are still there, not cut, making sure that, for instance, that the National Guard, which should be strong, and they've cut it from 300 to 30, and I was in Vietnam and in combat, and I think it's terrible what they're doing in Washington. So that's why I decided to run, and I really wanted to say you do a great job. It's a great region. Thank you for letting me come by, and I hope that I'll be worthy of your support and that we can work together to help our kids have a bright future and make sure that people that have lived a full life have dignity when they're in their older age, and that the wisdom of this group will be able to be shared with the younger people. Congress Don Young, Dave, is the incumbent. He's been there a long time. They always say there are 435 people in Congress,
and they all say that senior, they have the power of seniority. Meanwhile, the country's got a $5 trillion debt and keep cutting all the benefits, and they don't have money for education. And we need to change things so that people have dignity and have an opportunity to look at a bright future. Thank you for the time. Mr. Chairman, thank you for the time.
Thank you. At this time, and the first thing we'll do is we'll give village reports from every one of our villages. We'll start from Truman.
Yeah, sorry, blue.
make it to Bay Cadu. At last, Nunaksana, Tabarik Simon Romeo, Emma Canoveli Uli, that come along with the Cadu elders, excited. Uli, Yali Guid Bako, Emma Atinesu, Yangel Leza, Tatna, Alhasura Nel Leza, Mayo Pangi Jumnea Lasko Suwit, Yang Nel Lepta, Yigi Mutu, Tepuk Tiga Lekmi, Tiga Lekmi, Sini Upe Nyusek Suman, Tupe Suwa, Tiga Lekmi Tak Turukat, Tak Nelir, Tak Nasi Upa, Kau katim mati ilir kipu kuban isyum. Kebaza, peniru poru. Ini, kumaru suwit jari. Enso sekut ikcok. Sembali uwaru katim mati siksa una ampakotku. Kapsing ulurit katim mati yelagakut. Jadi kumaru rame. Maluran lapen eh hotik, kata ni dah buat semua tu, tengah ni yang aju, tule ubah, tanah housing buat ni, kemarin ini hujan, tapi kalau ni orang ni jadi kemis ni anak pergi kalau eh, buat kami kapta. Nagawa pinayak sa kumaglut sa manier nagawa mo nga sagwila ko man nga sagwilo nga sabi na housing nana housing inyuksot sabag ka sa religious hindi coordinator na elders coordinator kapot. Couple of days, video may na gumit na to. Ang ika, at kama, in couple of days, talaga ako ang sabi ko sa'yo. Ang utmik, kung may sakaya ni Ruth, sabi na si Bundukan. Sulit, ayalit, coordinated jengat, una, Pane, Elson, Kerry, wanim mo, kabungan mo na ulakalak na ko. Napik sa maflu, administrator lady kengat, ayalet kayo pila pa yasip ni puto wagut, address ni, imaga talaga sa kasiu, pero ni umni kasi maduro last time, office ng ni, tuli ko na tapos na, orlang ni pan ni sa kanya pero ni. Tak nawa, tinggal, sebab kanu hilu bu, elus, penyakit padu, nyusia samik, juga mabalu kecil, sebab sebut buyuming, kanu kan terang untuk kakak nak panglu, ini tu nasuk sama, angin nasuk, tak nak. Kita komit rum tak ni nak tu, yang si Jo yang nak komit. Juli tertiba aku kopek di sarut tertimnya, dapat kita put. Waktu ni Juli terlalu waktu mesok, ni dia pasti mesok ni. Kalau aku kahwin luna mesok tak mesok ni. The last time, buat kaki maju tak. Ang lumit kasi masakang malone, siya ako sa upwa, ang sobo ang lal, sa sama, o lang ilaktok, kasi masagakot ang kukobok, transmission, kamo na, o lang ilang ipuli, once a month, saan na kasi malayo ata, sa sama sa lanit, jauh bisu balut tu, cuma tu ini senyap tu. serving me, you know, Karat, Adia, and Lass. Eventually, Sakura, Homerum, two times, Sakura, Abu Mukano, Yanwalu, Nangin, Jinisha, Putin, Kamasum, Yanet, Tawanda, Tutanovani. Aku jadi cuk hangat, aku jadi cuk alam, aku jadi dekat. Hari yau we yau lima ngaku macam mac, kalau kena cakap cakap kalau cuci uban langok tahu, kalau kena cakap cakap gelap, gelap. Jauh mereka dari maglan yang di sini dalam mak kanurek cuma dibalik tak nak orang lagi dia buat ni demat ni lagi semua buat ni tak nanti jumpa sini nak tunggu jumpa dia jauh di sini buat ni tu jumpa sini baru itu kita tahu tuan tu itu.
Thank you very much. What? Our regional elder council from their each village are supposed to report what they're doing in their villages. And at this time, we're doing this. You cannot understand us. We know that, but that's what we're doing right now. You can tell me.
And mostly he was talking about the building that they built out of logs for their elders. What they want to try to do with that log is make a museum out of it, so they can use it for their kids to see what they have, you know, after the state or whatever they can find the artifact. And he also mentioned that the kids are not the same as they used to be, you know, they're, whenever they're empty a house or something, they're always have to, you know, broken windows and everything. And even though they try to tell the parents and the kids along with them, it's still the same and it's getting worse.
Vale. Vale.
have that given to him many four times. Church, I mean, of course, you are a good guy,
mercy that I will be down with you. Yes, in my mercy, I'm going to pass it in the forest in the apple. Hanusif, Pidakshak, we saw me no niku blue. Hanusif, Pidakshak, Othman, we saw me no niku blue. They not season, half season, in it not. After them in the forest, come there, we wrote in each of these in my day. After the fucking half to the land, have that much food in their creatures, that is to be a I think that Nala Pakitin Naraka would be in the young school Agaya then it's cool Agato Rauchis, in the dosing of a
так, что когда родители добывают данную пищу в каждом сезоне, чтобы они эту пищу сохранили в
морозильник.
И она также напоминала детям, что они могут церковь, они могут зайти в школу и получить те, так сказать, указания, которые им полезны.
One more thing. неофигмент, а на хаме так фамилу хапча, севан мил лапота, так фамилу. Тенда тази учатка, так фамилу фактауни, мотля пар suicide prevention, там коло алла дюн, миня кидатка, туле. Only 1 week after Mahal Vijuta, 1 week later we go to Ayan. A fine way left after King Katimaya, Dr. Mukhan, so we have come in Pakistan.
После того, как эта комиссия по ценности встретилась, они начали путешествовать по поселкам, как, например, в
Норвегии.
Где они говорили о том, как избежать самоубийства среди молодежи. И что очень много молодых людей приехали. В самом начале года года они посмотрели на этот список ценностей, которые у вас есть, и выбрали один пример для детей, чтобы они поработали так. Это уважение к старейшинам.
They walked into his classroom and talked to the students in the school.
Действительно, они пошли к каждому классу в школе, чтобы поговорить с детьми по этому вопросу.
And they're planning to order some material for their
И они также заказали для молодых людей материал, чтобы начать им преподавать
шитью.
И у них будет больше информации, когда они после встречи, которая состоится 6 октября.
Since they get me for president last year, the open Russia, all not need of the back there, Rakta Hotel, school, Lamipira, the Silipad Lakita, all not need Kakama. I seen Ukodi Bluita, a dark man, you have only 8 minutes, you want no damage. That I'm going to go down to our camp and try to get my own food for the winter. I don't like to be IRA could look hard like the Katakunga meeting and they're coming. I'm so proud of them. They need the elders to speak up in Nakutin Kalahuan. Sibun leave Lunga Asin. They let me talk. In Nagitkan Tagor and the Kinyakalokama Utukanang Ilani Mayor IRA. Keep it up, keep your work. Me and Elder feel so proud of you, I can put my head high. Because you young people here, want to hear your elders, the ones that Al-Rakhui, where are they? You're there, Mayor Amin Naranga, you're there. That's what we need. Sumigo ukahukuma ukaklangay ng madinakit ka amiva our young people. Teenager would matgo after 12 anix katahuting imig matasuli pinging nakuting unasuli sign nakut una handat lo pimata iya ni anayasibu lumabanga unno mitusakakahu lumab sinile yunga teenager ni katakitunga I don't care for him in Nahuruma, but I was hurt. And I tell the young people at home, school kids must go be yuklu with damu akumu patigalu pahunu. Yag nyagak sunitang akun inside. Wanga raise ng ikalaw ng bil, aglan at ninyo tirumak daw. Tanak daw ang ayokang Rosie, I'm gonna ask you for a break. Panunyat. Ariga uba kinyang nalgit you see how many of you in one from the village. Me, I'm alone. I feel so small. Of all my young people and my elders at home, where are they when they should be behind me? Дику, там на песочке не видят ее. Сам на кейте мурок, а дики в голове. Thanks.
Ever since she was appointed as president for the elders, they have been back there.
С тех пор, как ее назначали на главе старейшин, у них регулярно состоятся эскимосские дни.
She said right after breakup she had to come down to wherever she go do her hunting for herself for the winter.
Сразу после того, как лед открылся, она стала путешествовать, чтобы поехать на охоту и добыться то, что нужно для ее семьи.
She said she always be proud when city council or IRA have their meeting, they always call her.
И она очень радуется тем, что когда племенный совет собирается, они всегда ее вызывают.
Proud to see all the young people in their city council and their IRAs.
И она очень горда тем, что очень много молодых людей работают в администрации Племенного Совета.
She said, "What is your elder that should be talking to you?" And they always tell her that you're here. You can say whatever you want.
И они ей дают возможность высказаться и сказать все, что она хочет.
Talked about their signs and slow signs in their community because the teenagers drive their four-wheelers even after hours of the night.
И она объясняла тоже, что ввиду той проблемы, что молодые слишком быстро едят на своих хондах, они начали программу, чтобы по поселку иметь знаки, чтобы напомнить им медленно ехать.
See, also it's kind of hard to lose somebody that you love because of alcohol.
И она говорит о том, как трудно тоже ругать тех, которые вы любите из-за алкоголя.
That she has that elders the reason to pray for those that.
И она попросила других старейшин, чтобы они помолились для них на атаку.
Thank you, Martha. We'll hear from Jacoba Kazakhstan, May Bernhardt.
It's always good to come to these meetings and listen to people with their reports until it gets to you and then it hits you. What am I going to talk about? We're lacking so much in our village with our meetings. It's one of the... I just gotta have an excuse. That's all there is to it. I'm not gonna make myself low. Kobuk being the smallest village, it's real hard to try to have meetings. Elders meetings, there's so few there. There's four of us, I think, and there's never any changes, and it's just sitting like. Sometimes we get together and we make it more of a visit, that's about all. But I guess I could do better than that. No change again. I don't think we have any more elders. And I don't think there's anybody else that became an elder. Since I don't know when, it's been the same. We don't even change around. We did once. I think it was me or somebody that we made president. We did change around, but that didn't work out either. So we went back to the same thing. I'm starting to think the reason why we don't have these meetings is because Kobuk is really going down the drain too. It's really going down the drain. We don't have a cop, and that made all the difference okay. The population in Kobuk is real small, but it's a hit. It's a hit by from everywhere. We get 6 to 7 airplanes, scheduled airplanes a day. For the size of Kobuk, that's just too much. Not too much, but what I'm trying to say is that it's hard to keep booze out when it's going like that. We're getting mail straight in Fairbanks now too. And we don't, well, I don't go out to the airport all the time, but now and then I do. And we don't see it come in. Rumors are that it comes in by mail. And how true that is, I don't know. I have no proof. I can't prove it. But there's charters. I found that out just not too long ago. They've been chartering clear from Fairbanks. That little air taxi, that one that runs an air taxi in Cayenne, is the one that's getting the charters. And what they do is they land at Dalkwick. Then there's, I hate to name villages, I hate to name people. I'm not gonna, as much as I can, I'm not gonna name people. But then this is what this meeting is all about, is to communicate and get together, see what we can do about it, okay? When when this air taxi comes in on a charter with a load of booze, then there's boats waiting at the dock. And there's a truck that goes into Doll Creek from Kobuk to pick up the material, whatever there is, and take it to the dock. And I have heard some names. I have heard that there's boats coming from Shungnak to pick that up. Because that way then it's more hidden in Kobuk is small, and then when they come in and they take a boat from there, we'd see it. But with a truck, we don't, because the trucks are running back and forth all the time. So that's where the connection is right there. And that's why there's so much booze coming in. Mom used to tell me, never go to another village and talk about another village. But in a case like this, what can you do? Okay, since our cop left, we've been having a lot of problems. The past 3 weeks have been just terrible. There was one night, as small as this Kobuk was, there would have been 2 people kill themselves. One went in the water up to her neck, saying that they've been drinking for I don't know how long, and her little 4-year-old girl was calling her mom, come back, and the village found out, and somehow they got her back. In the meantime, I was in the clinic working on another one that fell and got all smashed up, and they called me, and then they said, there's so-and-so in the water, she's gonna drown herself. I said, I'm busy with another patient. Well, that was that. Somehow they got her back and they brought her to the clinic, and she was completely out of her head. What she was saying was that they took her away from a good thing that was happening. I mean, this is not the way she worded it, but then this is what she meant. I'm supposed to stop now and then? I forgot. That's too loud.
He will.
Huh? Anyway, the story went that Jesus was standing in the middle of the lake and calling her to come out there. That if she comes out there, she'll be in paradise. This is how bad it got. They were just, The other one. Later that night, that same night, that one family that this all is happening to, and I don't have to say anything. Anybody with CBs, I think, knows what family this is, because those CBs, I got to have my CB on because I'm a health aide, and oh, it's miserable to listen to those, to the people talking. Anyway, this kid had a gun, took it out to the airport, and he was going to shoot himself, but then when he aimed to his head, I guess from this side, he couldn't reach the trigger. So there are some girls there, young girls, talking to him and trying to slow him down. In the meantime, there was this white guy that ran behind him, and he just put it in his mouth, and he was able to do it then. And just before he pulled it, that guy grabbed it and luckily got the gun away, and it didn't even go on. This is how bad Kobuk is getting, and I can't help myself sometimes, but blame myself for not being active in being an elder. But again, in a way, sometimes it's a hopeless case. The reason why I came out with this is to show you how much we need help. I'm not trying to gossip or anything. It's just we need help. And when people order and charter, they get together. By the time the charter is, by the time the people put in their dollars, the charter is cheap. They get it from Fairbanks, they get it from Galena, they get it from Vettles. We are surrounded with villages and towns that have all these booths where they can go pick up. By the time they get together and be a big group to pay for the charter, it isn't much. It's cheap. But it's not only Kobuk people that charters, it's from all over. We get all kinds of visitors, we get all kinds of people up there from the other villages. And they're right in the middle of it. There is one thing I'm real thankful about is that they don't bother me. I don't think they would ever hurt me. I don't care how much drinking there is in the village, I never lock my door. My son just gets after me and said, "Mom, you're going to be sorry one of these days." But they respect me. They must respect me. They don't bother me. I told my son, I said, I always pray and ask God to take care of me and that I don't want to be hurt. He doesn't think that has enough strength, but that's what I do. I'm seriously, strongly planning to have short meetings this winter. I haven't even gone to any of these other villages to the meetings that they're having. Seems to me like last winter I was so busy going here and going there, and it was just not my winter. I've been always poor on giving meetings anyway, but we used to have meetings. I think it's something that's needed at Kobuk that I shouldn't let die. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is it's just that boat that we ordered last summer for the elders. No, it is all the camp. The summer camp. I think there's a lot of people that wonders what happened to it. I tried. I tried my best on that. We still haven't got it. But they're working on it again. The boat is here, but it was no good. It was beat up. Not the boat that I ordered.